Welcome to the Zave and Michelle for Breakfast podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. T's and C's apply. Zave and Michelle for Breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Welcome to the Friday edition of the podcast. Big podcast coming up. We caught up with our sport man for footy man even for 2023, Mr. Ryan Daniels. Fired up today, Rhino. Also, who wasn't as fired up, but he left in a hurry for some reason.
Cool.
Our West Coast Eagle, Liam Duggan.
Scared. No wonder. Stranger danger.
Scared,
even though he knows the guy.
You'll hear why coming up in the podcast. Three things from today, guys.
Go on.
I have got in front of me the ingredients of a good old fish and chip shop crab stick.
I'm not interested. They are the worst things in the world.
But before I give you this... how many in the crab stick? Give me a percentage from both of you. How much actual crab do you think is in a crab stick?
30%. 10 or under.
30%? You're doing 10 or
yeah.
under? Okay. So, ingredient number one is fish paste, which is all little bits of fish bones and guts and all that kind of thing.
That's I was going to say, that's the equivalent of the sausage roll, isn't it, in the beef world? Yeah.
So that comes out, and it comes out hard. It looks like a white kind of powdery stuff. So they dilute that with ice. And then they mix that in, and then they put wheat, egg, and red food colouring, which means no crab.
Zero.
Zero.
Oh, 10 no under, 10 and
not
under.
Not a piece of crab.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, in a crab stick.
We're assuming that no crab was crushed up in the initial patch.
It may be accidentally. Accidentally got caught in the net.
Claw. In a crab stick. But yeah, that is gross. But they're actually quite nice. I don't mind a crab stick, but now.
I've never touched it. It's like,
really?
So, you know, when you anything with the word extender in the name. Oh, I got some seafood extender for the table. Leave it. Leave it at the deli. Yeah.
What's extender?
Oh, like it's like it's got bullshit in it like that, basically.
A whole bunch of shit and they put it together.
Lake's entrance boy, all straight fresh.
Yeah,
fresh. Straight fresh or fish.
So any fresher would slap him in the face. That's how fresh his fish was.
Monaco this weekend, guys, the Formula One race, the big crown jewel of the F1 calendar.
Shoehorn this into the show.
There's a driver in some doubt.
I thought that's what we're talking about. So, Michelle, this is obviously the big one. This is where all the yachts you can actually buy.
This is the jewel in the crown.
Yeah.
Melbourne Cup of F1.
So you can buy. You can just buy normal tickets, obviously, in the grandstand.
Right.
But you can also buy a spot for your yacht and then back the yacht
and then
just watch it from there.
Just get a lazy mooring and watch the Grand Prix.
So Conor McGregor just backed the Lambo yacht into the bay. Yeah,
a bit of fun from Conor.
Bless
his little heart.
Had the top off, old Conor. Had the chains on, everything back into the Lambo yacht.
Cheap as well, too.
I do enjoy how flashy he is. You know how sometimes it's just a bit
too much. They keep it underneath the wraps.
You know sometimes they're abrasive when they're flashy. It's
dicks.
He's got the abrasiveness, but you're like, oh, what are you going to say now? You know what I mean?
So a couple of years ago, there was some footage of somebody during the race. It was just on the yacht. There was a girl and she was on a treadmill. She was just kind of doing the morning walk on the treadmill.
Do remember
the
that.
Cars flying past. Didn't
Hilarity.
Care about the race. She was just doing her morning walk. This year, someone has hoisted a Ferrari F40, which is like a Ferrari from the 90s.
Okay.
So they drove
classic.
It in and then hoisted it up, put it on the yacht for no other reason, just to look at
just
it during the race.
It.
Yeah.
Nice red old Ferrari F40. Couple of million there.
If anyone's listening to this, Google the boats at Monaco.
Craziness.
That's like a boxy sort of Ferrari.
That Ferrari. I'd rather one of those than the new ones, I reckon.
Monaco.
The old boxy look. It's like a Wolf of Wall Street kind of gear when he's on the Le Mans.
Lucky I got home okay. So good.
Final one from me. Going over to Georgia in the United States. The Georgia Department of Driver Services has issued an emergency notice, guys. So in Georgia, they've got they do digital driver's license, so you can put it in your Apple wallet.
Why do we not do digital license?
It's a good question. That was one of my questions.
Would it be easier to jig them and make them fake?
Well, this is the problem,
there we
right?
go. Righto.
So you can just they don't have to go into the DMV or whatever it's called to do the photo. You can just do
just
it yourself
grab your picture
from your
off
phone.
The Facebook
I still think you should have to follow the process.
That's what I think.
Get your own profile picture.
That stops
it's
this
me on
from
a
happening.
Horse.
So the emergency notice is they're saying to everyone, all the Georgians, please make sure when you take and submit your driver's license photos to keep your clothes on.
No.
No.
People are just uploading nudes. in their Apple wallet. And then when they get a fine, you tap your Apple wallet to the copper.
Yeah.
Show them a bit of that.
Gotcha. All right, you're going to have to show me your bibs and your bobs now to make sure it's you.
Just a warning today, guys. Keep it going. Yeah.
Can I tell you just quickly a true story? You know how you got your, like, so I'm on a couple of dating apps. And there's one guy, there's good old Nico, one in, he's there proud as punch. Yeah. He's got a bit of a paunch and she's all out.
What, like, the junk?
Yeah, no doubt.
Had the junk out.
Second shot. And then he's in a G-string in another one.
And just, what's the feedback been like?
Yeah, yeah, what are you, what'd
oh,
you
there
say?
Is no connection. Definitely
come
no
on,
connection.
That's content. What are you
Nick
doing?
And I ain't a thing. No, definitely, yeah. I don't want to be filing police reports.
Yeah, yeah.
He must be going okay, though, if you're doing
that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's out, you're doing fine.
He ain't.
Oh.
I don't mean to be rude. My friend called him a silly sausage when I sent the picture on.
Oh,
not a silly hot
Nico.
Dog.
Let's get into it.
Silly bratwurst. Go and get out of here.
Oh, bratty. Where were they conceived on that note was the big question today. A little caller from the overnight boner, which we found a bit funny. How'd you move it, Michelle?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, shit. That is out. Oh, my God. I've just seen the junk. Wow. You saved that.
And that's ladies.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
You've got to show your mates. If someone's going to be dumb enough to do that gear.
That's just all out.
Isn't
wow.
it just? And
probably
proud
can't
as
put
punch,
that on our socials.
Proud as punch.
Yeah,
sorry about that, you guys. And funnily enough, he's open to short-term relationships.
Bit of road rage stuff on the way. Heaps of other gear as
nice.
Well. Enjoy your weekend. Oh,
yeah.
The music quiz. From the X-Men.
Oh, my, yeah. Watch him shine.
Yeah,
watch him shine,
no, that's
guys.
A good one. Enjoy your weekend. We'll chat to you Monday. Bye-bye.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Bang, bang. It is Friday. Welcome to it. Zave, Michelle, Perth's real alternative for Brekkie. Hello, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, how intense is that fire on the screen we're just looking at as we
wild.
Speak? Reminds
Sydney
me.
Sydney building inferno.
Yeah, I grew up, I used to live near the Flemington Racecourse and there was a hotel called the Racecourse, I think it was called. Anyway, it was derelict, run down,
right.
Heritage listed,
yeah.
No one could move it, homeless people living in it.
Oh.
And then one night it went up in flames,
a
massive fire, and now there's
20-story
apartment block there. Unbelievable.
That is wild.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it? Some of the things that happen.
It was that big a fire, my house had heating, if that makes sense.
I
could feel the heat coming from it, and we were 150 metres away.
Mate,
like.
I passed a car that was on fire on the freeway once, and it was a four-lane freeway, one side four-lane, the other, and I was on the far left and it was over the far right. Could totally
feel it
as you drive past.
Yeah, anyway, just a bit of luck for those people who developed that property.
Yeah,
there. They sold quickly too.
I think
it was really, really dangerous. It was a dangerous setup. So it was a blessing that it bloody did burn down.
The money you'd have to pour into it to make it safe.
Unfixable. It was unfixable. It was bad people were living around it and whatnot.
Yeah, right.
No, it was a blessing, but
on many levels. Sure.
I remember the fire.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Wild, isn't it? Fire is a scary thing.
Unless
it's contained in just a small area out in your backyard.
Like
the
backyard
stare
fire,
at it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That plays.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Michelle, would you say I'm a lover or a fighter?
Oh, mostly a lover, I dare say.
Yeah,
an absolute lover.
No, I nearly decked a 60-year-old woman yesterday.
Lucky I said mostly.
Yeah.
What happened? That is not you.
Road rage incident. Road rage incident.
Yeah, right. Oh, jeez.
No,
you're in the big Ford. You don't want to mess with you.
The big Ford, thanks to Range Ford, of course, was actually the issue because Wembley petrol station, not the one on the road near the Macca's there. There's a little one on the corner.
I think it's a Shell. Yeah.
No real set way the cars go in. So some face north, some face south.
Yes.
Like it can be a bit of crossover.
Yeah, there's two entries, one from either street.
Anyway, I'm coming through and the lady in front of me, the older lady, was turning in and she had 20 metres to move up to the Bowser and she just stopped. And I was like, my ass is hanging out in the road still. And cars are stuck.
Busy.
Yeah,
and I'm worried about getting plowed here. You were 20 metres to move up. And I'm not, it was probably 20 metres, like just up. And I was like, only way for me to get her forward is to give her a little
Yeah, so you did a little, you didn't do an aggressive, you did it, did it?
No. Yeah. No, just a little toot. Anyway, she flung off into the, she probably frightened her a fraction. She dived in, and then I was like, right, I'll just apologise and say, sorry, I just need to get my, I need to get my tail off the road because I was blocking traffic. Yeah. You didn't have to toot. You didn't have to toot. Starts yelling at me. I said, oh, if I had a soft toot button, I would have pushed it, but I don't. I just needed to get my tail off the road. She's like, you didn't have to toot me. I was trying to work out what side my
yeah, what side your thing
my
I was
thing
on.
Was on. Oh, I said, I'll give you a tip. It hasn't changed since last time. It's the same side. And I'm trying to be like a joker. Like,
lighten the situation.
I'm simmering the sitch.
Yeah.
And I'm simmering it.
Yeah.
And she's wanting to bell chambers me.
She wanted to lock down.
She
wanted
to care Mooney the life out of me. She and did. I was like, hey, cool those jets. The husband was in the front seat.
Oh, she had
like,
hubby as well. Oh, he would have been melting so gun,
thinking,
please, bud.
I'm thinking, who do I go first here? It's a sticky a sticky sitch.
She comes out swinging a chain.
Yeah. the workers at the petrol station, no more. And I'm like, come on, who wants it? Who wants me? Anyway, we casually put the fuel in the car and drove off in peace.
Geez.
But, hey, there probably should be two. Like, you know when you go to the toilet and you have a slash and you press the half button to empty out the water?
Oh, the double.
Why am I not getting two options on the horn?
I swear to God, I can get a soft out of your, out of the old Ford Ranger. I bet you I can. It's the way you hit it. You've laid in hard.
Too aggressive.
You've shocked this poor 60-year-old.
Well, I'm about to get plowed by a car to a 90 through Wembley. I'm a father of two.
I must admit, when people leave you hanging out in the intersection, you know what? If we're turning, let's do it because I'm hanging out the end here.
100, like, she had 15, 20 metres. And I was just working out what side I was like, mate, hey, come on. Move up.
And then the other favourite too, they're turning right. Yep, we can both do this. Oh, my car's lowered. I'm just going to slow down to 2K. What? I'm out here. There's oncoming traffic.
No. And what's the alternative? You want me just to quickly jump out and give you a little tap on the window?
Excuse me.
Mind just pushing forward a fraction.
Yeah, the arse end of the Ford's just been torn off.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
I learned a lesson the other day, and the lesson is don't ring mum during happy hour. It's not, she doesn't go anywhere.
What
just 4 o'clock hits.
4 o'clock.
4 p.m. hits and the brandy slides out, as does the dry ginger, is it, I think? Brandy and dry. Mix that up. The problem was this particular day, she'd started mixing it in a wine glass because she'd had a wine there. Then all her measures were out.
Is it a one glass job or just to your sort of eyes closed?
It depends what days you touch on things. You know, she's got a lot of TV to watch after happy hour, so you can't get yourself too soused. But this particular day, she'd mixed in a wine glass and her mixes were well out. It was about a 50-50 hit.
Yeah, that's a tough
cordial
that's a tough.
Mixing, as she called it at the time. I could barely understand. And she, I was with a friend. I had her on speakerphone. And Auntie Pat, you know the aunties that aren't really,
not really
aunties?
Yeah.
She's not been well lately and she's been in hospital and she's come out. But it's not, you know, it's one of those things where she's, it will get her situation eventually. So
she's on the way out.
Yeah.
On the last dollar.
I hate saying that. But yeah, but saying that too, mum then comes out of nowhere because she's loose as a goose, goes, well, Yanni, Pat and I have planned things anyhow. We're going out Thelma and Louise style. Now, if you're not familiar with the movie Thelma and Louise.
But refresh everyone.
Everyone who's not a pop culture king like Xavier.
Just refresh the audience, though.
Let them know. The movie ends and they decide they're going to drive off in this big Cadillac off a cliff.
Oh,
that's the end of things, all right?
That's brutal.
I don't care for spoilers. You should have watched it by now if you haven't, okay? So mum's let me know that that's what's happening, and she goes, we're going to do it in Tahiti. And then someone's told me there's no cliffs there. and as a side note, this is never happening, but this is their fanciful chat. I was going, there are cliffs in Tahiti. I looked it up. Thankfully, I think someone was just trying to sway her the other way.
Right.
But, yeah, that is apparently what's going down. They've planned it out. No one will be getting anything. They're all spending everything they've got.
There's some hills and ranges.
And it pulls up the pictures. They do the trick for sure. I don't know how you get the car up there, but
how are you going to get through that forest? Yeah. I'm not sure, but
probably Pat with a scythe. She'll just have that just clearing the way while mum drives.
Might be horseback.
Well, she's fond of horses.
Yeah,
it could well be. She's just got to find two that will jump off a cliff. But seriously, that's how mum's going out. And it's selfish. Not only because I love her, but the retrieval costs off the Richter. Mm. You know, come on, mum. Come on.
Rent a horse insurance.
Keep it local, mum. Keep it local.
You're not knacking that out. Yeah. No. Keep it local.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Mate, I tell you what, we came in today and you need to chat about what's going to go on the show and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had brought up again Tina Turner passing yesterday and everything.
Sad day.
And then Zave chips in, old Molly Meldrum over there chips in with, oh, Tina Arena, this is it. I'm like,
so I must say, someone said to me yesterday, and I won't say who it was, they said they get Tina Turner and Tina Arena confused.
No, well, they're stupid.
Yeah, well, show them the door, seriously. I swear to God.
I'm not. No, there's stupid people in that party. Not the stupidest thing.
You and them. It's a two. Yeah, this is the thing. You're like, oh, yeah, did I? No, that's a natural sort of. And I'm telling you, it's not, all right? I'm going to be here to put you to. I'm going to put you to the test,
right,
okay?
What are you going to do?
Music knowledge. I've got a big question mark over you and just not only pop culture in general.
For the pressure test, I wouldn't choose music knowledge. Is my
That's not your wheelhouse. No. So I'm going to set it. I'm going to do this seriously. There's the music.
Right. How are you going to
quiz test? No, hold on. You're the contestant. I'm going to Eddie McGuire. Oh, okay. You. Welcome to the show, everyone. First up, playing Xavier. Xavier, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm 35, fat, and I love music. I used to be a musician back in the day. Played piano for plenty of years.
Well, Xavier.
Go Eagles.
Skip ass.
I once met Luke Shuey. Yeah. All right, Xavier.
Well, I have Luke Shuey's footy boot at home. He once gave it to my son, Ted.
Wow. Excellent. Oh, wow. Okay, let's get on to the show. Now, lucky enough for you today, Xavier, the category is music. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
First one.
Let me use my inhaler just to open myself up a fresh.
And this is why he's never been on Millionaire Hot Seat.
Did you know it sits well? Just sits up there, and I can just breathe normally now.
Jeez.
All right, Xavier.
I might pass out here. I'm getting pretty high.
Yeah. A lot of Vicks vapor drop.
Feels like he's up on a mountain right now.
What are you doing, baby?
Okay, Xavier.
Yeah.
Round one, as I say, lucky you, it's music. I'm going to play you a series of songs and I'd like to hear the title and the artist.
Title and.
Okay, title and, here we go. I'll give you half points.
Right,
so you
can play a little hook.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go, Xavier. Here's your first question. Or...
it's the Macarena.
Bye.
The World Cup song singer. Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin.
Not Ricky Martin.
They're called Los Del Rio, okay?
It's you get Ricky Martin.
You,
from the same area in the world. Good for you. All right, there's a half a point there to kick off. Okay, let's go to the next one, Xavier. And
Celine Dion.
Are you serious? Are you serious? Come on.
I know the song.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, that's right.
Tick.
I would have thought by Celine Dion.
Yeah, bless your heart. No. Unfortunately, from the lovely Whitney Houston, that one.
Of course, of
another
course,
half
of course.
Point. All right, here we go. I read the news today, oh
boy. It's old Zappa. Zeppelin,
this mates. Is not the what's it? Yeah, I was just gonna
day
say.
Day in the life. This one's called
Day in the Life. Yeah,
wrong book there, but that's all right.
Nah. I think we're meant to be going for the Beatles, but it's actually John. I'm gonna just wipe that out.
Bonus point for poor setup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to, a bonus point.
Trying to rock
what
the musician
did I ask
over
for,
here.
Sean, if I was to sing you Yesterday,
all my troubles
seem so far.
No, I couldn't tell you the Beatles.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, the right. Beatles.
And that was a throwaway.
There's Arthur.
All right, let's go.
Sandstorm.
Bye.
Sandstorm himself.
Mr. Sandstorm.
Darude. Sandstorm Darude. That's another half point there.
I feel like you only need to know one or the other. When you're out, you just need to go, hey, bit of Sandstorm and they know what I'm talking about.
Who's that by? They get it. All right, okay. All right, what about this one?
Macy Gray, Sail Away.
Oh, Macy.
It is called, and I was going to call it Sail Away. It's actually called or Inoko Flow. So I'll give you a point for that because it is, everyone calls it Sail Away. Yeah. That's actually by Enya.
Close again.
All right, here we go. What about
makes you great.
What about this guy? And I won Millionaire Hot Seat because I kept saying to Eddie, oh, it's close enough, mate. Come on.
See.
All right, here we go. What about this one? And did it
my way. Old school. Old school.
Yes.
It's good.
I did it my way. Welcome to the party, Bob Dylan.
Rat Pack. Think the Rat Pack. Old school.
Not Heath Shaw.
Like, Sammy Davis Jr. Frank
Sinatra.
There you go. There you go. All right. Give him another one.
Waterfalls by TLC.
Oy! All of it.
That's the first full point.
Yeah, that's the first full point right there, indeed. Okay, give him this one. He'll get
a bit of Metallica.
Stop it. Stop it. What's it called? And who does it? Who sings it? Classic gear.
Oh, I know it's a classic song.
Come on.
Kurt.
Don't
It's Kurt Cobain, mate.
And he's part of the band called... Xavier Ellis. Oh, no. That's Teen Spirit from Nirvana. You get minus. Okay, give it some. Come on.
Yeah, belt to this.
Birds of Tokyo.
No.
Oh, get out. Get out.
I'm taking the Mickey.
Hope he's
all right, and one more. Final.
Backstreet Boys, everybody.
Wow.
Beautiful. Two full points out of that round. You're through to the bonus. He's paying for the Merc. Okay, join us tomorrow.
Triple M.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Your determination.
He's doing all the studies, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Saves.
Spot report.
AFL.
Luke Jackson, Fremantle.
Speak
former
to me.
Melbourne player.
Mm-hmm.
Up against the D's this week, the first game against his former Melbourne. He won a premiership. Found some interesting audio yesterday. Steve May, the star Melbourne defender, talking about Luke Jackson and when he decided to take it to accept the trade to Fremantle. He didn't quite understand the cutting of ties. Once you've sort of moved on from one club, you've kind of...
It's done.
Well, you're still friends or whatever.
Yeah, but...
You're not hanging around at the footy club and sitting in meetings, but Luke missed that memo.
You know, even after he'd requested a trade, he still hung out with us and, you know, after Mad Monday and all that, and even came to our meeting about our off-season program. Jacko, you're not supposed to be here.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, so good luck, of course, to Luke Jackson playing against his former team, the D's and the Dockers. Gee whiz, they're a big, big game for the Dockers. If they get that 4 points, it's going to go a long way to kick-starting their season and finals, and everything's back on the agenda big time. So... good luck to the Dockers over at the MCG. West Coast, there's been dealings with a few reports around Adam Simpson, what's he going to do at the end of the year in terms of taking time off. Yesterday, he jumped on 6BR and had a chat and had this to say about the reports of some time off.
Nah, not really. I mean, I've got some PD that I'd like to do end of the year, maybe go to the States, maybe take the kids for a week or two, but yeah, nothing that's... I think just a bit of Chinese whispers ends up getting to the point where at 3 months, I don't know what I'd do for 3 months, to be honest. There's a bit we've got to do, I know, with the draft and trade period and getting our pre-season right. And the most important thing is the rest of this year.
PD, what's he talking about?
Personal development.
Courses
or whatnot. I think coaches have. Now, I might be talking absolutely out my dot here, but... I think they have an allowance to upskill. I think it's like a cap you can spend. It's built into things to go do some personal development. Mm-hmm. So, Yohan Barras returned to the Bombers. Now, Bombers.
Beautiful.
Now, I might be completely mad.
Hmm?
Completely and utterly off my head. I have been on the Vicks inhaler. I've had that jammed up the beak for about 3 hours. I'm not ruling West Coast out this weekend. Ruling West Coast out this weekend. Timestamp that.
Okay.
Come on, Eagles.
Okay.
Come on.
Timestamp. I like that.
NRL.
Oh, the NRL. Wayne Bennett last night. The Dolphins, fins up, baby.
Fins up.
Chocolates over the Dragons. Wayne Bennett couldn't contain his excitement.
Never can.
Buzzing again. Might have had the inhaler. Just, wowee, how good are we going? Post-victory, so victory.
Yes.
Season where there was questions how many games they'd actually win in this season, their first season, the Dolphins. Here's a bit from the presser.
7 wins after 12 games. You've proven a few people wrong. Would you care to comment on the first half of the Dolphins' first season?
Not really.
What if I pushed you?
Push as much as you like.
He is entertaining on that level.
Let's lighten the mood a bit, Sean. We're going to Vegas.
This is still NRL?
NRL.
Right, we're going to Vegas.
I played a different sting.
No.
We're going to Vegas.
Vegas.
Next
What's
year,
happening?
Season opener, Vegas. 2 games, double header, 4 teams.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of people to be locked up in Vegas. That is a lot.
Dear
Pitbull.
Oh dear.
In
Money.
The pool.
Bad.
The game's just going to get in the way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It might be 5-on-5. It might be the start of something big in Vegas.
Bring the cash.
They got the rugby nines. This is the rugby fives. Tinner in prison. Anyway, take me further.
Formula One.
Righto, mate, go.
That was a big hook,
yeah,
wasn't
what's
it?
Yeah, what's happening in the F1s?
Well, apparently Carlos Sainz played a charity soccer match and injured his leg, and that's it.
Are you kidding me? No, but that, why do they let them do stuff like that?
That's
I thought they weren't allowed
you
to.
You've got to live. You've got to live. Hey, do you want to, so the Formula One this weekend's in Monaco.
Yeah.
I just saw a tweet. The biggest yacht attending this year's Monaco Grand Prix has rolled on in. It's called Octopus.
Yeah.
It's 285 million, 414 feet, sleeps 26 guests, has 63 crew. Two helipads, a basketball court, a movie theatre, and a pool.
Right.
And it cruises, the rental rate's $2.4 million to rent that. Just a couple of quick fun facts about Monaco and why people love it so much.
On, yeah.
1 in 3 are millionaires in Monaco.
1 in 3?
1 in 3 are millionaires.
Jeez, moving, country, see
There's
you guys.
More police in Monaco per capita than any other place in the world.
Wow.
Most people live, they've got the longest life expectancy
Lifespan,
living in Monaco.
Yeah, wow.
There's no stresses, there's no income tax, that's why.
Yeah. No tax.
But,
what are we doing?
Me, mate. Not paying tax. Feed up. How good's that? So
you're
there you
homeless
go.
There, be about my level of living now here.
Yeah.
The Mazda 3.
And of course, most people living in Monaco aren't actually from Monaco.
Yeah, wow.
Good X.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
You know, I've been involved in buying things off the net lately, and it's exciting me. And just the other day, a bookcase came, and I was just like, look
a
at me
case.
Go. Yeah, I was like, my eyes lit up. It was FedEx on the phone.
Needed refurb or clean as a whistle?
Sorry?
Needed you going to do it up a little bit or just
bang
straight
on? No, FedEx, mate.
Oh,
brand spanking, you know,
nice.
Got that industrial feel about it. And I said to the guy, there's two different entrance zones you can come into the complex in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, which end are you at? He's at the really far away end one. And it's about 50 kilos worth of furniture. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, geez, that ain't happening. So I've driven the Mazda up, right? Mm. And old mates helped me put it in the car. It doesn't fit. It's sitting in the back seat. And because I had a lot of stuff in the boot, got to get to the salvos.
Yes.
So sitting in the back seat, but the door won't shut. So I've done the whole, well, this is how it works.
Yeah.
And I've just driven through the complex with my door open and half a shelf hanging out in a big box. This woman's like, excuse me, your door's open. And I go, I know, door's open. I'm just sneaking through.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I see, go. But it made me ask the question, how did you move it? Because that was just awkward and the door was open. But the piece de resistance I saw the other day, it was a dude that had a whole bouncy trampoline with the side nets on top of his car while he drove through. And it's like, that's a go. Sometimes
he might have only been moving that
done.
100 metres, but someone had their phone ready to go. It was like, gotcha.
Or he travelled 3 suburbs, mate. Because I did the back streets of St Kilda in Melbourne once with a mattress on top of the car.
Yeah,
and we're like,
that,
we had the whole, and there's like 3 people in it, and we've got our hands out the door.
No.
I'm like, if that's going anywhere, our little mitts are not going to stop it, but we've got to move.
I think everyone's done the mattress.
Yeah, totally.
When I moved houses, I'll keep it really quick. Dad's mate owns a massive transport company. I said, mate, have you got a ute or something? He said, oh, I've got something better. gave us a truck.
So you and Grand moving.
We had to work out who was the countryest of all the country boys.
To be true.
And they had to drive the semi. It wasn't a semi-trailer, but it was...
A big, heavy trailer.
Oh, mate, you're sweating like a pig.
I know. You don't want that.
Oh, mate, not my truck, not my problem.
Little was he to know years later you'd take a camper van and just rip the hell out of that. Well, I want to know, how did you move? Did you have something giant that didn't fit, basically? And you're just like... How'd you get it done? Mm-hmm. The more awkward, the better. Don't need to use your name because it's probably going to be illegal. So
certainly. Yeah.
Let's start off. Who we got, Zave?
Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, how'd you move it?
So my brother bought the house next door.
Yep.
And so we just got all the mates round and just did a giant conga line over the fence.
Oh, get out. Oh, I love it. And nice. The bed, and over she goes. And I've got it now into the house. Yep. I love it. How long did it take to conga his gear into his new home?
About 2 hours, but I mean, there was a few babies involved, so yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah, okay. Bed over, beer.
And Beth, what's it like having the brother next door?
I don't actually live next door to him, and he moved back in, so we got the conga line back and we moved back over, and then we sold the house.
I love it.
On you, Beth. Have a lovely weekend, mate.
Matt, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, very well. Okay, you got a trampoline on your hands. You got to move it. How did it go down?
Yeah, it wasn't great. My mate, so we got a van. Like, he has a van and he stashed everything in the back, but he didn't think to get ropes for the trampoline.
Oh.
So I had to jump up on the roof rack and lay down and just try and hold it and hold on for life.
So you were like a human hockey strap, basically. You just clung on.
Essentially, yeah. And it's if the wind caught it, I think I would have taken off with it.
I like to move it, move it.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M. Modern Motor Trimmers. Leaders in the supply, installation and maintenance of Isri seats. Search Modern Motor Trimmers today.
We're the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here for our player chat.
With Liam Duggan.
And nails it.
I'm not sure Duggo's with us.
I tell you what.
He could not unwrap his headphones to save himself.
Don't even start. I see you. It's like you're at a game of golf. Here, I'll show you how
I deliberately twisted them on him and then nestled on in.
Hold on, I'll help you out.
I needed to figure that out myself.
Why is your groin sitting on my hip? This is outrageous. What the heck? Duggo, mate, just something really interesting. You came off the ground with a bit of a headache the other day.
I did, yes. Yeah, I think there's a few people that maybe thought it was a concussion or a hit or something like that. But, yeah, I've had it since I was a kid. I just get some migraine sort of episodes and lose a little bit of sight. So that happened in the last quarter.
Do you know what triggers them?
No, we're trying to figure it out. But, there's a few things that sort of are at play most times they come on, but it's not one thing that we can put it down to.
Is it because you're bionic? I reckon it is, superpowers,
Maybe my charge just went down on the weekend and I was out, but...
It's the roofie I tried to slip in.
Oh, stop it!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't see him coming.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, stop it!
No.
And just before, would you like a piece of chocolate? Yeah, man? That was just outrageous.
I didn't say a piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
I said a cube.
A cube.
Hey, mate, disappointing on the weekend, but the good thing is it's Friday, so we can move on. Yeah. This week coming, I went on the record. I reckon you can get it done.
I like it.
I reckon you can beat us. I know it might need to be sampled and my inhaler's got to me or something. But
he did have the Vicks thing jammed up his nose. When I say
it burnt a hole in there too. It's bloody sore now.
Excuse you want to go with, mate.
Yeah. Big chance this week. And I know after a massive loss, it might sound a bit silly, but you guys must think you're a chance with three big ins.
Yeah, definitely. The biggest part about it is we need a response, obviously, after a disappointing week last week. So the boys are fired up and obviously we get some experience back in our side and three really good players as well. So it's an exciting week for us. We did it last year against Essendon, so we've got some history there and some success with what's been going on. But, really exciting that we can sort of redeem ourselves from what we dished up last week.
Good. Very nice.
Now, mate, you said something quite funny and there's a story kicking around Simo taking a little bit of time off at the end of the season, which I don't think is a bad thing regardless for any person in any workplace if they need to have a spell, to have a break. But you were on the phone to mum and dad on Wednesday night and they broke news to you.
Yeah, they did. They broke the news. They got the scoop.
Back in Backers Marsh, they got the news there first, believe it or not.
Come down the hill. But No, yeah, I was on the phone on the way back from training where I'd just been with Simo, and mum and dad told me that, yeah, he's got 3 months off. But and I said, oh, really? He was pretty into what he was doing just before.
Half an hour ago at training.
Yeah, he was right into it. But, yeah, so I think it's, all a little bit of, speculation going around. But we all get a holiday at the end of the year anyway that goes for quite a while. But, Simo, he's not going anywhere. So,
Are you going away this year? Got any
nothing. I was just talking to the boys out the back. Nothing really planned yet. So
Don't tell this creeper.
I've got a horse and we can go camping.
God. Oh, my God.
Not the snowy mountains.
Stop it.
Here we go.
Controversial question.
Oh, get ready. This is a two-pronged one. Straight away, do they break it to you that you're not going to be captain? How does that go down? Because I'm not happy about anything that's going on here.
He'd rather hear about me trying to get him on a horse than get grilled by you.
Shopping at horse land.
Simo did let me know in the weeks prior that it was going to be a rotation process. So I knew it was coming, but it was still... It was a little bit jarring.
When do we rotate around again then?
So we were just sitting in the team meeting and we're looking at what Essendon do, our Oppo prep. He mentioned that Aussie will be the captain this week. I'll take my seat back in the back row.
If he gets a win, there will be slight dirty, won't there? In the mind, you know?
It was tough going as a skipper last couple.
mate, absolutely. And just a second prong, I'm trying to follow you on Instagram, all for knowledgeable football reasons, not creeper reasons like over there. Why haven't you accepted my request?
That won't be me, Michelle.
No, I'm following a freak that won't even let me in.
That's not me. It's got a few though. It's got a lot of my teammates as well.
Is that
account?
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not looking. I can't see where my request starts. So how many people are you? Is not you getting followed roughly?
Well, I don't have.
Any social media.
Nah.
None.
Yeah. So this Liam Duggan's done a good job because I think he's got himself up to about 1,000 followers.
He's picked a lovely picture of you as well.
That is nice of him.
It is private, though. It is private. He won't let me in. Maybe that's why he won't let me in. I know.
You know me and he might.
Just know. I know Liam. Please let me in. Yeah.
Now, I've got some information for us, Duggo. In October, we can get us a 4-day horse trail. $2,229. We can go through the snow.
Don't ask him for money. You're inviting him along.
I'm covering the cost.
Very good.
And there's the boys going broke back.
17. Oh, jeez.
How do you reckon that would actually be, that trip?
Mate, I wouldn't be able to. I'd be great fun, but I wouldn't be able to walk after day.
Yeah, Xavier, I just want you to say this.
There might be something in that.
I can't quit you. Say it.
I can't quit you.
Yeah, nice. It's sort of. It hasn't got the same ring as Heath said it. I can't quit you.
I didn't know that. I haven't seen the movie.
Well, work on it.
I just assume what happened.
Hasn't seen the movie, please.
Reenacted.
Liam Duggan, former captain of West Coast. Thanks for coming in, Duggo.
Cheers, guys.
That's fine. That's fair.
Could offer you a cube of chocolate.
Give me the whole bar, mate. I need the bar.
Have another cube. There you go.
He's in. Thanks to Modern Motor Trimmers, leaders in supply installation and maintenance of Isri seats. You can search Modern Motor Trimmers today. Good luck on the weekend, Duggo. We'll speak to you next week with a mouthful.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Driving to work this morning, I had the joy of listening to our overnight host, the Boner. Anyway, he does a segment, Caller of the Week, essentially. Someone who's contributed to the program gets awarded Caller of the Week. And Call of the Week this week was backdated about 9 months ago to a thing that happened at the football grand final. A guy rang in to contribute to the show, and this is what happened 9 months ago.
During the third quarter, Geelong started to kick away, and we're playing pretty well, and my partner turned to me and said, how about now? And so we had our own version of civil disobedience.
Hang on. Your partner said... And I want to be completely blunt. Let's go have a quick session of adult love games.
Yes.
In other words, let's have a quickie.
Halfway through the third at the AFL Grand Final.
Wow. Just snuck away.
Snuck off. Geelong were going well. The emotions were flowing for the Cats supporters there.
Oh, yeah.
They dived into the cubicle. Thought it was just a, and I'm just quoting someone here, Bona, they thought it was just a quickie. No, they'd actually just conceived a child, and that's why he'd rung back
they got
in.
Pregnant.
That the moment there back in September had equaled a child being born.
Yeah.
And it was off the back of conceiving the child at the AFL Grand Final.
Wow. A GF kid.
And named Paddy Dangerfield to kick it, so you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so we were just shooting it around this morning because Bona and them, they dived into it a bit further. Of course, grab that on his podcast if you want to hear a few more details.
Yeah.
But I think, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but generally if you're a parent, sometimes you can pinpoint
when
and where.
Righto. No, I don't think you are alone.
When and where. Mm. So, for example, Ted, you're in Rwanda.
Yeah, that's why we call him Rwanda Ted.
That's why it's Rwanda Ted. So Ted was in Rwanda. I can remember it quite clearly. And it wasn't memorable, I wouldn't have thought, for M.
Oh,
but we got Ted out of it.
Oh, geez,
so from dark to light. It wasn't great then, but we got Ted, which is beautiful. So Rwanda, I've pinned Ted in Rwanda. We know exactly where it was. The guy who called up Call of the Week on the bonus show, he can pinpoint halfway through the third quarter.
That's
at the MCG, Geelong v Sydney, that was where the child was conceived. Now, obviously, kids in cars, you got to keep this a little bit.
Say the right way. We don't need the positions. We just need the place.
I'll take code word on them too.
But you're not alone though, because I know the Beckhams, as in David Beckham, Victoria Beckham. I can't remember because they've got a Romeo and a Brooklyn. And I don't know if it's Romeo, Rome is where he was conceived, but there's a story of one
Brooklyn
of the kids.
Brooklyn.
I don't know whether it's one or that's what I'm saying. It's one or the other. Quite sure.
There you go. I reckon your people do can pinpoint, the session. Can you pinpoint where the child was conceived?
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, Rwanda Ted.
At home, Albie, we call him. At home, Albs.
Somewhere else, Mick, good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Mate, conceiving child is all part of it, and I reckon you can pinpoint exactly when and where.
I can, mate, I can. Me and the wife, we had a big night a few years back with the brother-in-law, and we stayed in a motel. And we woke up the next day, and, the neighbours were having a bit of fun time, and we could hear it, so we thought we'd give them a run for their money and try and outdo them.
Right. Oh, geez.
And 9 months later, we turned up with our beautiful boy, Jack.
Oh, Jacko.
We call him Competitive Jack. Yeah. Yes.
That's it. So,
did you win?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think we did.
That's the way, Mick.
Good on you, mate. Josh, good morning to you.
G'day, team. How are we?
Mate, conceiving children, I think people can generally pinpoint them at the moment. Go.
Well, the running joke when I was a kid was that, because I'm born at the end of September, that I was an Australia Day conception.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then when my child was born, it was born at the end of September, so we could actually pinpoint it back to Australia Day as well.
Geez, Ted's born on long weekends. Yeah, go on.
To top it off, my third child was born on Australia Day. Oh, so it's an Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
On you, Josh.
There you go. All right, Jake, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Very well. All right, pinpoint that moment where, that's when baby came along.
Yeah, well, I was getting driven into Northbridge one night by a good old mate of mine, Jacko.
Yeah, Wacko.
And, the me and the missile got in the back seat and... we couldn't wait until we got home and got down to it. And usually the old pull-out game works pretty well, but, obviously.
There you go. Jeez, I hope
pull
Jacko.
Out on the way into town, is it?
There you go. I hope Thank Jacko you, Jake. Owns a limousine and had that privacy screen that just went up.
What was Jacko doing?
Mate, I hope just driving as fast as he could.
I wasn't too focused on what he was doing, to be honest.
Yeah, 10 and 2, I'm sure. Just
absolutely. Yeah,
convenient name, this one. Woody, good morning.
Morning, Bricky crew. Good to hear you.
Yeah, bless you, doll. All right. The child, when did conception happen? Where?
Well, picture this. It's when I was conceived. Salvation Army picnic, 1964, Australia Day, Crawley Bay, on the beachfront there. I can remember going to the picnic with my dad and coming home with my mum.
What? Oh, I understand.
Oh, yeah, I've worked that out.
There was an exchange. Yeah.
There was an agreement made. I get that, yes. Woody, thank you.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
It is mayhem, guys, at Chemist Warehouse. Half price of all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, they have got great savings every day. All big brand cosmetic brands. Michelle, L'Oreal, Revlon,
I know.
Maybelline, Sally Hansen.
Elizabeth Arden, I was in there. Oh, I love a bit of Sally Hansen.
That's
here
your face.
And there as well.
Done and dusted.
I know. I might go again. I'm a repeat offender when
Double
it comes
down.
To Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, get in there today. Click and collect available as well as we say hello to our next guest.
Get qualified today for endless possibilities tomorrow at the Australian Training Management RTO 2431. We live and breathe footy here in the West.
It's that time of year.
So we've called on the expert.
Yeah, he probably is.
In the field.
Pure talent. He has carved out a fantastic career.
Our expert, Ryan Daniels.
Rhino, welcome.
How are we doing?
Yeah,
big Friday.
Well.
I thought there was
very
a bit of a
well.
Smell with that jumper. Wow.
No, I wear a shirt underneath the jumper.
He runs. Yeah, right. You run in it?
No. Okay. You don't run in jumpers.
Jeez, I tell you what. Now, tell us. All right, finally we've got some players back. There,
yes.
The what's going down?
Yes, some reinforcements are coming over the hill. They've got Tommy Barris, Shannon Hearn, and Elliot Yeo. That's if you throw in Luke Edwards, who's a good, talented young player, I think, that's 630 games of experience injected into that team.
Ooh, I love your stats.
Well, they need it desperately because you don't – here's the thing. When you trot out the team they trotted out last week, severely inexperienced, a lot of guys who are really probably belong at the level below.
Well, they do belong at the level below.
At least for now.
And it's some of these kids – like Luke Bruce I talk about, is about to kick 500 goals.
Yeah.
He played in the 22s. So he couldn't get a game in the waffle, essentially. He was in the waffle reserves level for a while.
You've got to work your way up.
And some of these kids belong there. And it's not saying they're not going to have careers, but it's where you've got to
start. Right now, that's where
start.
They should be.
And that's so tough for them as well, because the pressure on, but you're not going to say no, are you? You're going to step in there and then they're getting looked at like this.
In their mind, too, they probably think that they could be at the level. But, you know, you get put on the weekend, James Sicily or someone like that, and you go, well, you're not at the level, and that's what happens.
So, and it goes one of two ways. It goes, okay, here's a bunch of things I've got to work on, and then you improve and you get better. Yeah. Or, unfortunately, in some cases, you break their confidence and they never come back.
Well, that's right.
This weekend's team, tomorrow night's team against Essendon, they will have those experienced heads will make a significant difference.
They won't get walloped. They won't get walloped tomorrow night.
They're not going to win the game. Like, I mean, look, they can. Hey. It's a two-horse race. You never know.
He says, yeah.
I've got a gut feel, mate.
What?
Son.
Got a
I
gut
don't know.
Feeling.
What?
Wow. Don't know.
Got a gut feel. Don't
Yowie,
back in.
Barras.
Yep.
Hearn.
Yep.
Three players who we said probably could belong in waffle reserves, maybe. Out. I'm not big on Essendon. I know they're going well. I'm just saying.
Wow.
It's not going to be a blowout at a minimum.
No, I don't think it'll be a blowout. I mean, there's no way it's 160.
I'll tell you what, if they win, I'm just going to do a glory lap around here all day.
Well, you've sort of halved it.
And then I was going to say, I'm going to take that break and go, remember when you backed out of your statement, like half backed out?
He's half-tipped him. I'll be taking the line for sure.
Well, the line's 45 and a half, isn't it? So you get, they lose by less than 45 and a half. Look, I hope you're right because I think it would be great for some
Come
of these young
on,
guys. One thing they will do is with those experienced guys, they will slow the avalanche of entries that come in typically. It should be an interesting game. I'm not
We're
as confident
like
as you.
We're talking like Essendon juggernaut bloody Geelong back in the day, mate. It's Essendon. They haven't won a final for 50 years.
Just on West Coast, he hates Essendon. That's the Hawthorn in him. He can't say anything nice about it. Jermaine Jones has got a syndesmosis injury. He's probably going to need surgery, and that might rule him out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, probably will.
It's round 11. Yeah, and so now they're working out whether or not they take two players in the mid-season draft. They're definitely going to take one. They might now take two.
Just go get the two best players in the country, put them in the waffle at a bare minimum. That'll help the kids develop.
Keep regenerating that list.
Now, there's a little bit of a story kicking around with Simo, time off at the end of the year, which I don't think is a story at all because everyone has time off at the end of his footy season. But far away, what's happening?
Look, it turned into a bigger story than it probably needed to be. But there were some people at West Coast who believed that maybe the best thing for Adam Simpson at the end of the season was to take a little bit of extra leave. They often don't take that much. Maybe a couple of weeks here, a couple of weeks there. They're workaholics, coaches, right? They're nuts. Simo's had a really tough couple of years. My understanding is that there was a couple of people who thought, hey, mate, that might be the best thing for you. I think there was some communication breakdown. I think he'll end up taking a little bit of extra leave. He'll go overseas. He'll do some personal development and that sort of thing. But as you said, it sort of turned into a really big story, and I think that was the miscommunication
part. I walk past my boss's desk every day hoping that olive branch is thrown out. X, take 3 months.
Yeah, take three months.
Done.
Yeah. And you would never hear him say what Simo said. Oh, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. You know exactly what to get up to.
Well, what I did hear last night from Adam Simpson was clearly that he has the energy.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, I think he's an extremely competitive person. He's an extremely proud person. He wants to turn this thing around.
I won't get off Simo's island ever. So as long as he's there, I'll support him. The Dockers, mate, big game.
Massive game.
Luke Jackson, I don't know if you heard the audio, Sean. Have you got the audio there really quickly with Steve, mate? Did you hear this about Luke Jackson coming up against his rival, his old team?
Yeah.
Usually people lose some sleep about it. Yep. And Steve Mayer's like, I don't even think he actually would know that he's playing against us. You know, that sort of character. How's this when he'd asked for a trade? He's turned up to certain meetings.
You know, even after he'd requested a trade, he still hung out with us and, you know, after Mad Monday and all that, and even came to our meeting about our off-season program. Kind of like, Jacko, you're not supposed to be here.
He's a sweet kid. He just likes playing footy and he wants to get it. I heard Justin Longmuir said something similar. He won't be thinking about it at all.
Nah.
And he doesn't.
Nah.
Sonny Walter's got a calf injury. It's not a serious one. He'll probably miss a couple of weeks. And just one big issue you're hearing about all week at the moment is the soft cap.
Lift the soft cap.
The soft cap. Mm. I haven't got long to explain this. How long have I got?
Not long.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, right. The AFL allows the clubs to spend a certain amount of money. It used to be $9 million. COVID hit, they go down to $6
million. Right.
It has not gone back up. So while all the restaurants are allowed to keep serving food now, we're allowed to go to the pub, we're allowed to go anywhere and
leave
do anything.
Leave your state, leave your house, leave footy, your street.
Footy clubs, which means coaches, all the stuff that they go, they cannot get these pay increases. They're on 40% pay cuts from three years ago and haven't increased for no good reason.
That's
increase at AFL is ridiculous.
And medical's in it as well.
Medical's in it. People are burning out. We're losing coaches. We're losing good people.
Yeah. On your right. Get you qualified today for endless possibilities tomorrow at Australian Training Management, RTO 2431.
I'm take this jumper off and wash it.
Have a suck on my
halo. Did I just see you fist bump? You
no,
too?
I gave him 30 seconds. He never shuts up. So I was shocked it was done in 38.
I can do it if I need to.
New developments in the relationship.
Ryan Daniels back Monday, 92.9 at Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M. Thanks for listening to the Zave and Michelle for Breakfast podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. T's and C's apply. Zave and Michelle for Breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.